KJSF 90.1 FM. We hope you have a joyful Hanukkah and a Happy New Year.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we wish you the best for the new year.
Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith.
And I'm Sebastian.
And today is the big gay quiz of the year. I am very excited about this. It is a highlight because I get to ask questions where nobody knows any of the answers. So, for our listening audience, we have a couple of extra special guests with us this week. Jess and Alex, longtime friends of the pod, and the show. And our listeners may recognize Bradley, who did a fantastic interview with us last week, joining us for our big gay quiz of the year. Hello, everybody. Welcome.
What do you mean by nobody's going to know the answers?
Listening audience, let us know what you think.
We just opened the show with hostility and counter-hostility.
You might be right, but I just feel like really already Anyway.
I'm setting the expectation at zero. So
I appreciate that.
That is fair. So do you want to play along? Grab your notes app, get a pen and paper. For our younger audience, a pen is a... I'm just kidding. Get something where you can jot down your notes. I will, after each sort of musical break, as it were, give the answers to the questions that we come across. And, try and keep... that reminds me, I need to keep score. Glad I...
You need a pen and paper.
I have a pen and paper. We have two teams with us today. And through the magic of editing, we now have our two teams roughly where they ought to be. To my left, we have Bradley and Jess. Have you folks thought of a... Take a minute to think of a team name.
Dude, your name is Team BJ.
I just was going to take a minute.
We all know.
We don't even need a minute.
So, Bradley and Jess, Team B and J. Right, to my right, we have Sebastian and Alex.
As it is.
Isn't there an element?
I am a fan of As, so Team As on my right. Let me just put a BJ and As.
Okay, wait.
I don't know. I'm not good at the periodic table. As.
Okay, let's bowl.
Arsenic.
Oh, arsenic, yeah. It is. We're team arsenic.
Team poison.
Fantastic.
All right.
Glad when things work out.
So the way it's going to work is I'm going to ask, probably we go question by question. I'll put the question out there. The first team to get the correct answer wins the point. We're going to start off in Canada. We'll move into some international news. There'll be a bit of music to help break up the flow of the overall show. And you might recognize some familiar favorites from our show, such as people who have been dead for a while and are now breaking news. Or... there was a gay study and ... We do love our gay studies, and recently I've been a fan of dead people who break news. Out of the blue. No reason given. But let's start off with Canada. And our first question of the quiz. Why did an emo get a fine? Why did emo... get a fine.
Are we buzzing in or do we just yell? Like, how does this...
I mean, so, you put up your hand. That was very polite.
Yeah. So Sebastian, team ass. Why did emo get a fine?
Because they refused to acknowledge pride. There's a small town called Emo Western Ontario near the Manitoba border. And they were told, but the local pride committee asked them to acknowledge pride and they said no. They wouldn't even read it into the minutes. If they're like, look, we've only got one flagpole, we ain't got no room, the Canadian flag's up there, provincial flag's up there, we ain't got no room left. Okay, but no, they're just like, no, we're not even going to read it into the minutes. So yeah.
There is a development in that story. So the Ontario Human Rights Commission issued a fine against the town of Emo, and personally against a man that could probably be described as a homophobe, the mayor of Emo, who individually was held responsible. Turns out... he didn't want to pay his $5,000 fine.
Because
so they garnished his wages.
So they garnished his wages.
That's creepy behavior. I don't think the government should do that.
No, it was a court junction. Let me tell you this. Stubborn old guy refuses to pay court-ordered payment. Court issues garnishing of wages. That, not that news-breaking. Anyway, let's move on. My next question relates to flags. Flags were defaced, burnt, stolen, and driven over in Stittsville's, Sault-Marie, Hamilton, Milton, Petrolia, and a whole bunch of other places across Canada this year. But an arrest in Peterborough for a burnt flag led to backlash against who? A burnt flag in Peterborough?
The mayor of Nemo.
It was not, I mean, he doesn't need help. He doesn't need help on this.
Wasn't the raccoons this year?
Oh, that's...
The raccoons. Burnt flag in Peterborough.
Yeah.
No, Peterborough, because Peterborough is in England. You gotta be careful with that.
Peterborough sounds like he's in a fraternity.
Yeah, Peterborough.
That's Peterborough.
Is it the MP for that region?
It is. You're absolutely
right. I just guessed.
You're absolutely right. But the reason for the backlash, I think, may come as a bit of... You are absolutely right. The Conservative MP, the Member of Parliament for Peterborough, got backlash for congratulating police on successfully... For congratulating police on successfully arresting somebody for the hate crime related to the burnt flag. The anti-woke mob attacked the MP for really just wasting police time, whereas this was just general par the course law enforcement. Moving on. Pro-Palestinian protests... Say that five times fast. Pro-Palestinian protests disrupted multiple pride parades across Canada, including Victoria, BC, Toronto, St. John's, and Halifax. But what rogue vehicle in the Ottawa Capital Pride Parade led to a censure? What rogue vehicle led to a censure?
One of those future trucks.
Ottawa Pride Parade.
Is it a future truck?
No.
No. Is that what they're called?
Was it...
Future truck.
Was yeah, it a... Right. Oh, a rogue vehicle? I mean, my instinct is just a Ottawa Police Services cruiser that was not meant to be there with a wrap. So they wrapped a rainbow on it. And that's my answer.
No, I was looking for school bus.
Right. Yes, no. I was in the Pride Parade. I didn't remember. I couldn't... Remember.
Yeah. So the Ottawa Pride issued a statement in support of the Palestinian protests that happened. But in response to this, the many city services, as well as institutions like Carleton and the University of Ottawa, withdrew their participation, including the Ottawa Carleton District School Board. This did not stop a certain young-ish member of the school board for arranging their own participation and what was described as a rogue school bus participated in the 2024 Pride Parade. So, rogue school bus.
I always think of the magic school bus as a rogue school bus.
I did as well.
It's hard
yes.
to think of that in the Pride context.
Yes, and only Tom.
But that would be a really good episode if that was still running, that show. Is it still running? It doesn't matter.
I think they rebooted it.
Okay.
That's unfortunate. It's not as good. It's not as good, obviously.
Rogue school bus sounds like it would be driven by Sandra Bullock.
Isn't that a movie? No, she wasn't driving. She was just. Wait, was she
at one point.
At one point.
I think it would have Dwayne The Rock Johnson in there as well.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like something The Rock would be in.
I participated in the Fierte Capital Pride Parade this year, and I was like, why is there so few people?
My next question, what led to an angry letter from Tegan and Sarah and other over 400 other artists this year?
Oh, this is on the tip of my tongue. I remember this.
What team is there?
It's a very broad, general question.
It was something that the feds
It relates
did.
To Alberta. Mm.
Okay. Yeah, it was Daniel Smith and talking about
vaccines?
No, it was not vaccines. No, it was Tegan and Sarah and a bunch of other LGBT and ally Canadian entertainers who sent letters, an open letter to Daniel Smith. About
the sporting thing?
Yeah, health, trans...
Trans kids in
health.
Sports.
Yeah.
So you're close enough. So Alberta this year has introduced multiple pieces of legislation that changes policy and access for trans youth to healthcare, as well as access to sports. Tegan and Sarah and many other musicians signed an open letter calling for the attack on trans rights in Alberta, as well as Saskatchewan, New Brunswick and Manitoba, to come to an end. It's worth noting, Manitoba had trans rights as an election issue, the NDP sweeping to a victory in that province. Also, New Brunswick had trans rights as an election issue, with the Liberals knocking out the Conservatives in that province. And I think Saskatchewan also introduced the notwithstanding clause. However, Saskatchewan Party did win their provincial election in Saskatchewan. Now, in other news, this year, Côte de Barrette, the incredible bisexual musician out of Montreal, bought the record label that has been struggling with allegations of sexual harassment. In recognition of Côte de Barrette reaching the news. So we're jumping to our first track. This is Côte de Barrette with Comme des Enfants. And for everyone in the room that wants to pronounce correctly,
Comme des Enfants.
Exactly. And we will be back just after this. My name is Luke Smith. We are doing the big gay quiz of the year. Get your pens and pencils ready as we move forward. Some of the stories we didn't cover from Canada this week. The Glad Day bookstore, private business, asked for donations to stop them from closing their doors and raised over $112,000.
They didn't want books? No, they wanted money. Okay, that makes more sense.
Also, Toronto unveiled the world's longest rainbow with the beaches, a site of incredible history of queerness in Toronto, having a sidewalk entirely painted in the rainbow. It would take you an awful while to deface that.
Just the sidewalk, not the road?
Yeah, it's like a path in the beaches. It's lovely.
Sorry, how long of a path?
It's the longest rain. I don't have the measurement in front of me.
We're very disappointed. I do not have the figure.
I'm sure the longest rainbow in the world is multiple 500 meters, kilometers a kilometer? Long and is in the sky.
How much time do they have to
It wasn't all rainbows this year. In the Yemen, at least 20 odd folks were put to death under anti-sodomy laws. The Namibia, thankfully, overturned their anti-sodomy law, and the Dominican Republic also overturned their same-sex ban. There were arrests in Pakistan for anti-trans crimes. And in a story that didn't make itself into a question today, a man got arrested trying to open a gay bar in the former Osama bin Laden compound. So, some weird things happened this year in the world of gay, but...
That's a fetish.
That's... accurate. Accurate.
I just don't even know if there's, like, gay bars in Ottawa.
Yeah, we still have a couple.
There's a handful. Three?
Okay.
We're moving international now. A number of African countries have cracked down on LGBT folks, including Mali, the Mali junta. I can't do anything about it. Sebastian, I'm sorry. Ghana, Burkina Faso. The draconian laws actually in Ghana are pegged to cost them $1.6 billion in the economy of Uganda and $3.8 billion to the economy of Uganda and then Ghana. But what specifically... What is the crime in Ghana that holds the harshest punishment? I identified as this multiple times during our coverage of this show.
Aggravated homosexuality.
It was an aggravated homosexual.
Right, I remember because you were like, I don't know what that means. How could you be aggravated when you're... Anyway, that's fine.
I am an aggravated homosexual.
I mean, right?
Also, I looked up Mozambique a while ago because all the news stories we've been doing are all the neighboring countries of Mozambique. Nobody talks about Mozambique, which weirds me out because Zanzibar is in Mozambique, which is like the Spice Coast, is historically incredibly important. Yeah, it turns out things are not so great. It's not as dramatic and newsworthy as Uganda, but it's like slowly sliding into bad territory. So my heart goes out to Mozambique.
Just to clarify, Ghana had the aggravated homosexuals, which was if you had HIV and were a homosexual, you were just aggravated about that. If it was somebody under the age of, I want to say either 18 or 20, you were an aggravated homosexual. There were lots of things that would lead you to being being gay in Ghana would cause me to be an aggravated homosexual. But yeah, it was the crime there. Moving on. Australia and Poland opened new LGBTQ museums this year. But a donation to the American Museum had the NYPD ducking for cover. What was donated to the New York LGBTQ Museum? I'm not going to give Sebastian the first crack at this. But what had the NYPD ducking for cover after a donation to the LGBTQ museum?
An explosive of some kind.
Oh, well, I'm going to say an exhibit that... No, I have no idea. Explosive of some kind is better than we got. Yeah.
Bomb or something?
Yeah.
No, Sebastian?
It was a brick.
I was thinking that
it was believed to have been tossed during the Stonewall riots, and even if it wasn't, it's just symbolic of like this is an era appropriate representation of the kind of brick that would have been thrown, which I think is weird, but it is what it is.
That was the first thing that came into my head. I didn't say it. I'm like, no, it's not.
I will say that in none of the coverage was the NYPD ducking for cover. It was.
You gave the hint, yeah.
You know, like sometimes museums are like, oh, this is a representation of a thing, and then they're like, this is a brick that could have been used in this, like,
yeah.
They're just like, well, whatever.
Here are pictures of dead people. Yeah. You can't look at them, but they're there.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No, I'm just commenting.
What is the Museum of Canadian Cultural History or whatever, where they just have like these plinths with like sticks on it, and it just says, an indigenous game.
Which indigenous... Oh, are you talking about the natural history? It used to be the civilization.
I hate that museum because it's just like, okay, what group? What was the game called? How did you play it? Like, what information do I want on that plinth?
Absolutely not.
None of it.
That reminds me of when I filed a complaint with the city for their plinth artwork on Rideau Street with no explanation as to what they are.
I still think they are a representation of the four stones from the movie The Fifth Element.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's
Sure.
Why not?
Okay.
Not like you have anything else to go off of, so you might as well.
We are moving on. In Australia, they announced a 10-year health action plan for the LGBTQ community. New South Wales banned conversion therapy and rolled out equity legislation. But what query had Prime Minister Albanese going in circles?
Someone asked him if he was gay.
No. The Prime Minister of Australia has not in any way been suspected of being gay.
Well,
ever?
ever? Yeah. We don't know what he was like when he was 19.
I thought we were starting in Canada moving out.
We've moved on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're looking at the world stage
wait,
now.
Oh my God. That moved fast.
What question had the Prime Minister of Australia going in circles? The answer I'm looking for is whether or not you identify as LGBTQ in the census. So the Australian census for the first time had prepared asking the question of gender identity and sexual orientation. Prime Minister Albanese did a U-turn a couple of times on the census question. So Malaysian newspapers this year issued a guide on how to spot a gay. But what accessory would you not find on a gay in Malaysia? What accessory would you not find on a gay in Malaysia?
Crocs.
I mean, lesbians.
Is it like an iPhone or something?
Cargo pants?
The answer I'm looking for is
a wallet chain.
Oh, again, the lesbian.
Swatch Pride.
Oh, yes. That.
Swatch Pride watches. Yes. So rainbow-colored watches issued by the watch brand Swatch. Were taken in a raid in Malaysia. They were given back, but they cannot be sold under changes to the law.
I heard that story on a podcast I listened to, this one. And I didn't remember when you asked the question.
These are all moderately recent, too.
They are, it gets worse. Record-breaking numbers of people participated in Pride across Europe, including record-breaking numbers for Warsaw. We saw the UK's first Muslim Pride, as well as record-breaking numbers in Romania. But why did one European country have all of their attendees scurry away after just 10 minutes?
An explosive of some kind.
No, I mean, was it the Ukraine? Because there was a, no, the Ukraine Pride was all done literally underground in like actual underground facilities. But when they had a parade, they could only do it for a short period of time. And then they had like somebody doing lookout for drones.
I'm going to say bad weather.
I'm actually going to give it to the Ukraine. Wow. It was Kyiv Pride, where they gathered above ground for a grand total of 10 minutes before being dispatched to every subway available to like remove the crowd.
But the party, which is the important part of Pride, mm-hmm. was in underground nightclubs.
I would like to say I wish I lived in a reality where the weather was the issue. Yeah.
In Kharkiv, 60 vehicles gathered and then immediately dispersed.
Mm-hmm.
This is incredible news of Pride celebrations in a country that is currently being illegally invaded by Russia. The Czech Republic expanded on same-sex unions this year. Liechtenstein recognized same-sex marriage, as did Estonia. But who was the biggest opponent to Greece recognizing same-sex marriages this year?
I feel like Liechtenstein is the Mozambique of Europe.
Yes.
Everyone forgets that they exist, even though they're surrounded by a bunch of very relevant countries.
You're asking what country is against Greece being not homophobic?
Who was the biggest opponent to Greece introducing equal marriage?
The Vatican?
Is this a trick question? Is it the Greeks? Like, is
it Greeks?
Is this a trick question?
The Vatican's a good guess.
It's not the Greeks as a people, and it's not the Vatican.
So it's not the Catholic Church.
And you're just campaigning for this. Like, keep Greece straight.
Question.
Greek Orthodox Church?
You've nailed it. The Greek.
Bradley again. I'm on the right team.
The Greek Orthodox Church was the main opponents to equal marriage that did successfully become law in Greece this year.
You just have to think about the question.
Ooh. This guy's thinking.
You guys are still winning.
A lot happened in Europe this year. France welcomed their first, briefly, openly gay prime minister. Malta introduced non-binary birth certificates. And the Oslo Pride killer was sentenced to 20 years. But what led a German shepherd to international press? Why did a German shepherd become international news?
Wait a minute, this might be a trick. Is this a German shepherd dog, or is this a human shepherd who lives in Germany?
It is a human shepherd who lives in Germany.
Oh, I know why! Because you can adopt a gay goat.
No.
You can adopt a gay goat or a sheep. It's a whole farm wool-producing animals, and you can, like, adopt and sponsor a gay animal who cannot be studded out on other farms.
A shepherd in Germany has gone to the rescue of gay sheep. In sheep rearing, having a male sheep that is capable of producing more male sheep in the typical fashion one would assume. If they don't do that, i.e. they are gay sheep, they are typically sent to the butchers. And this gay shepherd saves them from the butchers and then uses their wool
To make gay walls.
Other news this year that didn't quite make it into a question. Georgia in Europe passed anti-LGBTQ laws. The AIDS memorial quilt was laid out in front of the White House for the first time in 36 years. And everyone got upset over a gender-neutral submarine.
I have a question. Why are machines gendered?
Maybe it was the sandwich.
You're right.
Blame the French.
It started on the radio show because Luke poses to me as a question. I cannot even remember, but I do remember that my original answer on that podcast was that boats are normally gendered female. So it was like, did they gender it an it instead of a she? Like, we're gonna christen this boat and it is blah blah blah, and people were upset that they didn't say
they
and she is blah blah blah, and they're like,
no. So a U.S. submarine has just been retrofitted so that it is physically accessible by both men and women, so the cabins are isolated and not stacked on top of each other. There's more privacy, there are more washrooms. It's more like the submarine as a vehicle is just more capable of taking either gender.
So I went into a submarine recently, like a tour of one, and they are small.
Yeah.
So I cannot imagine where they would find space for that. It's actually kind of impressive.
Honestly,
they literally put you on top of each other.
They probably just put up little curtains.
Yeah. Honestly.
We are going to move into a section that I've fondly called Breaking News of People Who Have Been Dead for a While.
Oh.
This is going to be an odd one out. I am going to give you a list of names, and you have to tell me who has not been breaking news in 2024 for folks who have been dead for a while. We have Hadrian of Hadrian's Wall, George Michael, King Arthur, the Two Maids of Pompeii, Oscar Wilde, Alexander the Great, or Marie Antoinette.
It's a long list. We have to pick one who wasn't talking.
Who was not breaking news this year?
The third one.
I default to third too all the time.
Cool.
So King Arthur was breaking news this year as the Welsh government supposed that there may have been a queer connection to King Arthur.
There was assumptions.
The fictional character.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm.
The Two Maids of Pompeii, one of whom may have been a man,
was a man.
Would potentially be a gay couple.
One of Oscar Wilde's lost books was found from his library.
I was going to pick him. So then
and who were the other ones?
Hadrian's Wall, George Michael,
yeah.
Alexander the Great, or Marie Antoinette.
Pinknews.uk called Hadrian's Wall gay for some reason. I still don't understand.
So
why.
English Heritage was pointing to the queer history of the Roman Emperor Hadrian, who is the namesake of Hadrian's Wall, and who is one of the only Roman emperors where there is indisputable evidence of him being gay.
Okay, sorry.
Alexander the Great was in a documentary this year on Netflix, which also painted
which leaves Marie Antoinette and George Michael, but everybody already knew that George Michael was gay, so I guess that makes Marie Antoinette.
You're right. George Michael was as queer as a £5 note, as the Royal Mint issued a £5 note of George Michael. Marie Antoinette was the odd one out. She did not make breaking news as being gay.
Do any of us get points? Because we had to go through the whole list to get there.
Yeah, nobody.